Karen Taylor had a painful childhood and served several prison terms. Now, she's an active member of her community and works with underprivileged youth. She did her time, but still has to work hard to pay it off. Radioactive's Mimonsa Dogra has more.
Karen Taylor is at a park near where she grew up in Renton.
I come down here to pray. I come down here to walk. My mother used to walk this trail. It's just a nice place, quiet, serene.
Karen's childhood wasn't serene. She says that when she was younger, she was molested. Because of that, she acted out at school and was sent to juvenile detention for the first time when she was 12. When she was 15, she says she was arrested for armed robbery and stayed in prison until she was 21. For the next 20 years, she kept going in and out of prison for other crimes, such as theft and forgery.
I was living my life like I cared for no one. I was having fun, I guess.
Things didn't get real until she was placed in solitary confinement, or the hole.
It wasn't fun when they put me in the hole for 17 months straight. That wasn't fun, being in a box and having somebody be your God and tell you you cannot come out for your shower or your hour out, or having some stupid officer tell you you can't go outside and see the sunshine today because I said. You know, that wasn't fun anymore.
Karen's prison time was marked by loss. Lost time, lost opportunities, loss of her family. Her mother died when she was in prison. Karen didn't get to say goodbye. Finally, after almost 25 years of going in and out of prison, she was released for the last time.
Valentine's Day, 2005. It was a great day.
She decided to put her life on a new track.
So I told myself before I got out that if you're going to stay free, you're going to have to be content with being poor. I said content with being broke.
She rebuilt her life. She is working on an associate's degree in automotive technology. She tries to surround herself with positive people and positive events. However, it's true that for Karen, being free means being broke. She owes a lot of debt to the court system, such as court fees, victim restitutions, and so on.
Valentine's Day, it'll be 11 years that I've been out, and I'm still paying, they're really just hard to pay, and it's been, like, so long. It's like a black mark that you wear after you get out.
She says she owes over $20,000. Karen didn't realize that she had so much debt to pay off when she got released. She struggles to keep up with payments, and she's frustrated.
People don't understand that, you know, hey, if I wasn't poor, I would have never been stealing. What makes you think that I'll be any better to pay it then than I was when I went in?
These aren't the only debts Karen has to pay. She says she still owes $1,200 on a car accident. And the day before I met her, she says her house flooded.
Well, you know, there's been times when I've been, like, suicidal because of the state that I'm in and at my age and not being able to afford things. It makes me feel depressed.
She's not alone. 80% of felons are in poverty. That's according to Kim Ambrose, a professor at the University of Washington School of Law. She also says that court debt makes it difficult for ex-offenders to stay out of jail, as it could be rearrested for failure to pay.
You end up back in the system, you end up getting reincarcerated for either violating the conditions of your probation or having to commit other crimes. And so if you look at it that way, the cost to our society, it doesn't make sense.
But Karen is doing her best to overcome these barriers. She is an active member of her church. She mentors a 19-year-old girl at Seattle Youth Center's drug court program and works with other underprivileged youth as well.
They need love and attention, and I have a lot of love to give, and that's my way of giving back to society, and it also helps me to heal from the things that I've endured, you know, from being incarcerated so long at a young age.
She hopes that she can prevent her fate from happening to other young people, especially young people of color. She works with a group called EPIC, a grassroots organization that focuses on rooting out racism from the prison and justice system. She eventually wants to get a bachelor's in social and human resources so that she can continue to do this work that she loves.
I don't let the stigmatisms of my past control my destiny or my future. I am somebody today. I'm a beautiful black woman. I'm a beautiful black queen. I deserve good things.
For people who've been in prison, it can be hard to stay free. But for Karen, freedom is everything to her. For Radioactive, I'm Amon Sadogra.